stood in the pub with James, otherwise known as Rig Velter, after that Flash Even song. How did you find it?
It was absolutely terrifying. I've never led BCP Even song before in my life, so it was a number of firsts.
Yes. Now, how much notice did you have that you were running it?
About a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes.
And you've not done it in your regular church?
No. I've never been in a church that's had a BCP Even song.
And we weren't in a church tonight, were we?
Well, we were on the street outside M&S opposite St Paul's Cathedral.
Hmm. Lots of interest tonight, wasn't there, what we were doing?
I was amazed at how much of a crowd it drew. The number of people who were congregations / spectators, was roughly equal to the number of people singing, which also astounded me.
And it was beautiful singing, wasn't it?
They were amazing, considering these are people who just responded to a request on Twitter to come and sing outside a cathedral in London. They could have been a professional choir, and rehearsal would undoubtedly have improved it, as always, but it was amazing.
I got asked by the guy, I think it was Classical Music Magazine, wasn't it? I was wondering whether I thought it was a publicity stunt or a real service. Where would you come on that?
For me, it was a real service. The idea of doing a publicity stunt involving worship, I would be deeply uncomfortable with. So for me, it was a real service, and I treated it.
Yeah, and I don't think others did too. I know Pete Phillips got asked to be interviewed, and they said, "No, I'm in the middle of listening to service because I enjoy myself." So how are you finding it post?
Well, a pint is very welcome. I realised with about 5 minutes to go before we started that I could really have done with a glass of water, and there wasn't time to get one. So by the end, my mouth was very dry. So a pint is very welcome. I'm aware that I've spoken to more newspapers in the space of 5 minutes today than I have done in the whole of my life previously. And so I'm a bit... I'm interested to see what the next 24 hours might hold, and I will be dropping a line to my bishop in the morning just to let him know what has happened.
Yes. Who did you get picked up by as an interview?
I spoke to two people from the Telegraph, someone from the Times, again Classical Music Magazine, someone from an Australian newspaper, and I think I spoke to one other, but I can't now remember who they were from. But, yes.
And there was definitely some TV cameras around.
There were at least two that I saw. I think apparently we might be on the 10 o'clock news tonight. I don't know if that's BBC or ITV.
I think I heard ITV.
Okay. And I should be tuning in.
Yeah, pretty good, isn't it, for a kind of Twitter-organised thing?
Well, this is social media at work. It's a thing, I think. But... it seems at the moment that every weekend there's a conference on how Christians can use social media. And actually what we've done today is we've demonstrated it rather than talking about it. But none of those people could have been there if it hadn't been for social media. We were live on Radio 4, apparently. So we must have been on PM. I have been on the BBC PM programme today. And so my agent will be speaking to you about any future audio abuse you wish to do.
And what would you say to other people thinking about doing anything to do with what's going on?
I'd say know why you're doing it. I think we were very clear that this was about the fact that if the cathedral couldn't open, that didn't mean worship stopped.
Yeah.
Know why you're doing it. Give people time to respond. So I knew about this on Sunday. People had, we had 3 or 4 days to respond and know that we were going to make sure that we were free, we were able to do it. Don't expect, unless you're Stephen Fry, you can't organise a large group of people at 5 minutes' notice.
Yeah.
So just be sensible in the same way that you would about organising any sort of event,
yeah.
I would say.
Cool. Wise words there from Rick Velter.